Big Rab Show podcast is kindly sponsored by G1 Reeds. They are the champion's choice, with many bands around the world playing G1 products, providing everything you'd need to hit the circle or the big stage. So check out G1Reeds.com as they keep the lights on here at the Big Rab Show podcast. Hello there, everyone, and welcome to another Big Rab Show podcast. How are you, folks? Well, here, wasn't that a busy week? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I don't know. I am sure I'm feeling it just like everyone else out there. I am still absolutely shattered. After last week, we had the New Zealand Nationals, of course, and St. Patrick's Day. Come on. There was so much that took place over this past week. We're going to do our best to try and cover all of it on this week's show. Plus, we have quite a huge topic of the week to bring you this week, so we'll get into all of that, of course. Well, right, let's get through our domestics before we get into everything. If this is your first ever Big Rab Show podcast, then welcome. We are the show for the bagpipe and folk, reflecting everything in the bagpipe and world, be it Celtic music, folk music, or indeed our bread and butter, competitive piping and drumming. Each and every week we're here talking about what we know and love to be the music of the great Highland Bagpipe and its people. And yes, like every other podcast under the sun, we do have a Patreon, where you can go to your show notes right now, click on support, and get your mitts on loads of extra stuff. Now, I know that we kind of promote our Patreon kind of shamelessly here on the pod, but I have to say that for those of you who haven't signed up to Patreon, there hasn't been a better time. Because our Patreon faithful have already got early access to this week's interview and the video and all of that stuff, but also there's tons of other stuff back there, like weekly episodes of our Fuse FM Ballymoney radio show, which we're currently giving away for free. Yeah, so that, go and check that out, so you can go and check that out for nothing. But there's also episodes of Rab Show Plus up there, there's exclusive interviews and performance clips and stuff, little backstagey things from some of the concerts we've been to, video diaries from the World Championships that are very popular. There's a wealth of stuff back there on Patreon, alright? So, if you do like our show, and you like our pod and all the rest, then if you do want to get some extras, then head over there to Patreon. Click on support, and yeah, you'll get your mitts and all of that extra stuff. There you go. Loads of piping goodness, baby! Okay, let's get into this week's show, good and proper. We always open the door to each episode with listener mail, and this week's no different. Our email address, bigrabshow@gmail.com. That address again, bigrabshow@gmail.com. And as you can imagine, because of St. Patrick's Day over the weekend, our email box was filled with Big Rab Show selfies. Oh, can I just give you all a huge shout out? Thank you that we received so many Big Rab Show selfies. We've done what we can to share them out on our social media as well. So for those of you who did send us in selfies, thank you so much. There was just way too many of you to mention here. Otherwise, I'll be reading a huge hashtag list. But if you did send us a selfie on St. Patrick's Day, thank you. And if you haven't yet, then go ahead, send it in. You can still do that. And you can either email it to us, bigrabshow@gmail.com, or you can send it through to us on our socials. Yeah, on Twitter or X as it's known now, or on Facebook and all of that stuff. So, yeah, if you've managed to send in your own hashtag Big Rab Show selfie, then well done, and thank you massively. And yeah, we've shared all of that out across our socials. There you go. Plus, the rest of our listener mail and stuff has all been planning for future episodes. We've got some big things ahead of us. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say, there's been a lot of admin behind the scenes in future episodes. When we're planning for this upcoming season, it's going to be a big deal this year. Let's just say that. Now, I know last week we put out the call asking for volunteers. If anyone out there would like to help us on the Big Rab Show team, then absolutely, we still have that open door. So if you are out there and will be attending a future event, concert, competition, anything like that, and you would like to point a camera at something for us, then please do get in contact with us. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. And we'd love to bring any musical performances and all of that to our audience here and share out the music far and wide. That's what we're here to do. We're here to try and promote the scene and support it as best as we possibly can. And we can only do that with your help. So If you would like to help us on the Big Rab Show team, please do reach out, give us an email, and yeah, we'll try and line up as best a coverage this incoming season as we can. So again, that email address, bigrabshow@gmail.com. There you are. Okay, now, well, we also got a whole bunch of questions following the New Zealand Nationals. I'll maybe get into that in the news and updates and everything, all right, but there's been a serious amount of questions asked following the New Zealand Nationals and what might have been said on the live stream. And we'll fly on. We'll deal with that under news and updates, but that's to come.
That's to come.
Right, on last week's show, we put the call out about voicemails and stuff, and telling you folks that it's been a while since we've received any voicemail. And, yeah, the call has been answered. Andrew O'Sullivan, of course, the good mate of the show, has sent us in a quick voice note for the show. So, let's get a listen. Here's Andrew.
Hey, Rab. Andrew O'Sullivan here. It's Monday, March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day. Just calling in to give you a voicemail. I know you've been looking for them recently. So, we had St. Patrick's Day weekend, full of piping. I had 3 gigs yesterday, a gig on Saturday, and I think the band had 4 or 5 gigs in the past week or so. So we've been playing a lot for sure. But the big news is the Kiwi Championships in New Zealand Thursday and Friday, or Friday and Saturday. Well, with the time change and the time differences, it was Thursday and Friday here in New Jersey, even though it was Friday and Saturday in New Zealand. But anyway, what a fantastic 2 days of piping. On all levels, from grade 4 to grade 1, the juvenile bands, man, some of the sound and the music that some of these juvenile bands were putting out was just amazing. And some of them really do put grade 5, 4, and 3 bands to shame here in the U.S., especially in this neck of the woods here in Jersey and the Northeast in general. So with that, I kind of have a bit of a rant / challenge maybe to my fellow pipe banders in this area. With this being St. Patrick's Day yesterday, we were able to see a nice juxtaposition of the standard of playing in this part of the country versus, say, the standard of playing in New Zealand. Now, I know not every band in New Zealand is phenomenal. There are parade bands and road bands there that, you know, are just as bad as bands here. And there are competition bands here that are just as good as competition bands there. So I know that it's not, you know, a thing, you know, it's not a, you know, just because they're down in New Zealand that they're fantastic. But anyway, they're outside of Scotland and outside of Ireland, so they are still in the diaspora. But they're just doing it well. So my challenge to my fellow pipe banders, especially in New Jersey, but in the greater Northeast in general, is let's pick up our game. Now, if you're in a non-competitive band, maybe we should ask ourselves why. Why aren't we competing? Let's give it a go. Why not? If you're only in a parade band, it's easy enough to get a grade 5 set going. A couple of 4-4 marches, and there you go. You're good to go. So it would be great to see more bands getting fired up about piping and getting and improving their game, stepping up their game. I know after watching the contest this past weekend, I am all sorts of fired up. More fired up. I'm always fired up about piping, but you know, you get these like peaks. And I get it in March after watching the Kiwis, and I get it in August after watching the Worlds, and you just wanna do more, and you wanna be like those guys that you were watching playing. So for all my pipe banders here in the Great Garden State of New Jersey or neighboring states in Pennsylvania, Delaware, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, let's step up our game. Let's beat the Kiwis. We're Americans. We can do this. There's no reason why we can't. So that's kind of my rant, my challenge maybe for some pipe banders here. And I hope everybody gets to maybe gets fired up, like I'm fired up. And as they say in Gaelic, cum suas leis a fhíobarach, keep up the piping. And I hope you had a great time watching the Kiwis. I know I did. I hope you had a great St. Patrick's Day as well. And looking forward to what's coming down the pike. All right. Bye for now.
Thanks a million, Andrew. Much appreciated, mate. And I have to say, those are fighting words. Could this be the United States versus New Zealand in this case? But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just going to leave those words that are Andrew's and leave them there. But you folks can draw your own conclusions on that one. But yeah, absolutely. I did enjoy tuning into the New Zealand Nationals. We will get into all of it later, as promised. But yes, completely agree with your comments. And glad that you had a good St. Patrick's Day. And shout out to everyone there at the Catymount Pipe Bands. Hope you all had the best time. And yeah, pipers up the northeast of the United States. This is a rallying call now, at this point, I guess, to throw the pipes under the arm and have a tune or two. Yeah, fair play, Andrew. I'm glad that you've caught the bug, buddy. That's good stuff. All right. Well, if you do want to send in your own particular voice notes or voicemail, for that matter, you can do. Just record it on your cell phone or mobile phone, and you can email it into us, bigrabshow@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll bring your own voice here to the show. Yeah. Okay. Right. At this point in the show, you guessed it. It's time that we open the door for weekly drone, as we do every week. Now, don't forget you can submit your own weekly drone. You can go to our website, thebigrabshow.com, and there's a big button right at the top of the page that says weekly drone. Click on that and you can let us know your own story, thoughts, feelings, and moans and drones, warts and all, when it's completely anonymous. So that's the beauty of it, I guess. It's an open microphone for the piping world. So let us have it. JD, what's this week's weekly drone, man?
It's the weekly drone. Oh boy, what a competition. The New Zealand Nationals was such an incredible event. Standard across the grades has risen, and the venue was fantastic. I have to give special mention to the online live stream, which was almost better than the coverage provided for the Worlds. The quality, the commentary, and quick interviews on the grass were so enjoyable. Well done to all the team who made it happen. Oh, and did I see a cheeky appearance from Big Rab himself on the live stream? Chatting with Libby and Phil, and just enjoying the coverage along with the rest of us? Well done, Rab, and a massive well done to all the bands, judges, stewards, and the RNZPBA for putting on such an amazing event. This is how competitions should be done. Take note, RSPBA.
Weekly droner, that's a bit cheeky. It's a bit cheeky. Although, I have to be totally honest, I completely agree. The New Zealand Nationals were an absolute roaring success from start to end. Now, as I've said, we're going to get into this in the news and updates and everything, but seriously, what a great competition it was. And yes, just to answer your question, you did see a little cheeky appearance of me on the live stream, which was fantastic. I was so privileged to be a part of things, I guess, and just to have a bit of a chat with Libby and Phil. It was brilliant just to catch up with them, you know, live on the park. It was so good. But I lost so much sleep over the course of the weekend, as I'm sure a lot of you out there did as well. But it was so worth it. The competition itself was just blistering. There were some big tunes played across the grades, not just in the top flight, but, you know, even day one on the Friday, there were some really good tunes played. So, yeah, full credit to all the bands. I completely agree, Weekly Droner. And your comments there about this is how competitions should be done, yeah, this honestly does shine a light as to what can be possible. Now, I have to say, that online live stream was so professionally done, and I dare say all of that production doesn't come cheap. Absolutely, we put money on it that this cost an absolute fortune to produce. But it is, I don't know, it's so enjoyable to be able to tune in online and catch this national championship like this. So I now get a flavour for what it's like for those who can't travel to the Worlds each year and they have to live precariously through those who are, on the live stream, I guess. So I know how quite vital it is for the piping world for stuff like this, but it's also a great showcase for that local branch there at RNZ PBA. That, you know, the wealth of content that that produces for them and for the bands themselves, it's honestly a win-win. So why aren't the RSPBA and other branches looking at a similar model? Not sure. It could well be financial, because I do know that, yeah, as I said, the production of that would honestly have cost a fortune. But honestly, yeah, the time, the effort, the finance that is involved in producing that, we would argue it absolutely is worth it. We can see that the New Zealand, you know, scene is absolutely thriving at the moment, with so many young people coming through that system, and they're so talented and invested as well. So, yeah, I know that's a cheeky comment at the end of your weekly drone there, saying, take note, RSPBA, but I do believe that there is lessons to be learned here from what we can do here from a UK perspective, and also from an international perspective. You know, will we now see competitions like this from the US, Canada, South Africa, and further afield? You know, will we see others taking up this mantle and perhaps doing a similar kind of deal with online live streaming and promotions and stuff? Who knows? But honestly, I have to give full credit to the Royal New Zealand Pipe Band Association. It was simply breathtaking catching all of that action as it happened live. It was just brilliant. All right, I think we've gushed enough about how brilliant it was. No doubt we will get into all of it in the news and updates, of course, with the results, and we'll go through it all. But just to address that weekly drone, I completely agree with you, even though you are being a little bit cheeky towards the end there. Take note, RSPBA. You're trying to get me in trouble. Right, so if you do have your own weekly drone, you can send it in to us, of course. Just go to our website, thebigrapshow.com. There's a big button right at the top of the page. Let us know your own thoughts and feelings on the New Zealand Nationals, or anything else for that matter. Just whatever's on your chest, and if you want to get it out there, yeah, completely warts and all, completely anonymously, then that's the way you go and do it. Yeah, weekly drone. Alrighty, well, after that being said, I'm going to take a little break at this point, and then we're going to get into all of the news and updates. Yeah, we're going to get into everything at the New Zealand Nationals, okay? But there's also so much else to get into. Ugh, what a busy week it's been. Do you wish piping could be fun again? Bagpipers around the world continue to struggle with their instrument, despite hours of hard work trying to get better. Bagpiping should be fulfilling. Your hard work should pay off, showing improvement and the freedom to express yourself musically. Or why do it? The Dojo University believe every piper should be able to free themselves from musical frustration, proven over more than a decade of successful teaching and accessible anywhere with an internet connection. The Dojo is unlike any other bagpipe learning experience in the world. Let the Dojo channel your enthusiasm into a fun and fulfilling program that will empower you with the knowledge to fall in love with piping all over again. So go to dojouniversity.com/bigrab and take advantage of our 30-day free trial of Dojo Premium Membership. Join the global community of students today and rediscover the fun of bagpiping. dojouniversity.com/bigrab for a 30-day free trial. McLennan Bagpipes by North Carolina artisan instrument maker Roddy McLennan from Euston, Scotland. Proud supplier of bagpipes, small pipes and chanters to Ali the Piper. One-of-a-kind instruments, crafted from the finest materials, using traditional skills for more than 30 years. Attention to detail and dedication to the highest standards of quality guarantee you a bagpipe which is more than just a musical instrument, but also a work of art. Custom made for you in a variety of wood with the widest range of profiles in the industry. Repair, restoration, replacement, refurbishment services also available. Check out bespokebagpipes.com for more information. McLennan Bagpipes, born in Scotland, made in the USA. Okay, let's get into all the news and updates, shall we? And yeah, we're going to lead with that story from the New Zealand Nationals. Honestly, I know this seems to be an entire episode of us just talking about the Nationals, but for good reason. It was such a good competition. And again, I have to give full credit to all of the bands who were competing. And yeah, standards across the grid, I agree with the Weekly Droner earlier, yeah, absolutely have risen. And not just in grade one, but in all grades. So let's go through the results then, shall we? Okay, starting with the Street March competition, which was so enjoyable to watch. Yeah, the Street March itself taking place on the Saturday morning, where you could actively see that a lot of these bands did not want to be there. You could tell, because it was obviously done very early in the morning, ahead of all the big competition on the Saturday, and a lot of the bands were, I think, a bit worse for wear from the previous morning, and they just looked so annoyed. You're like, oh God, we have to do this bloody street march, and I could see it far enough. But I have to say, it was very entertaining. I know on the live stream, actually, I give a bit of a shout out to the City of Melbourne Pipe Band, who were so fun to watch. So yeah, Grade 3 Pipe Band, of course. But for me, they were an absolute highlight. I think they actually won the drumming in the Grade 3 Street March here, if I'm wrong. Let me check the sheet here, actually. Okay. Grade 3 Street March. Yeah, City of Melbourne actually won the drumming in the Street March competition. So there you go. Shout out to you. But yeah, Grade 3 Street March went to the City of Ipswich Pipe Band, number one. There you are. So well done. That was the Grade 3 Street March. Grade 2 went to the City of Tauranga Pipe Bands, and they won that quite convincingly as well. And the Street March for Grade 1 went to Manawatu Scottish. There you are. So again, Street March competition is something we don't do here in the UK, but I completely agree with a lot of the listeners that emailed us in over the course of the Nationals and saying, this is really cool and we should do this. Yeah, I completely agree. It's so fun for all of the people attending the event, I have to say, as a spectator. And by the looks of things, it's not as fun as a bandsman or woman to do that. Yeah, the street march being done first thing in the morning, yeah, seems to rub a lot of bands folk up the wrong road. There's not too many fans of it. I guess, for the people taking part. But honestly, I think it is a real plus for the event. It kind of advertises it that morning. And they're like, oh, what's all of this going on? Well, I should go and check it out, you know? And they follow the band to the competition field and then spend the day there. It's a great addition, you know? Even though if a lot of pipers and drummers might not enjoy it, but there you go. Right, let's move on. Let's get into our results then. From the New Zealand Nationals, our champions in the juvenile grade then were St Andrews College, who had ones right across the board. If you'd managed to catch their performance in the juvenile grade, St Andrews College were just blistering, all right? Their juvenile band was just fantastic. With one in piping, one in ensemble, one drumming, it was just a fantastic run. So shout out to you guys at St Andrews College in the juvenile grade. Let's go to Grade 4B then. Winning the MSR in Grade 4B was South Canterbury Highland Pipe Bands. There you are. And lifting the drumming in the MSR, where did that go to? City of Dunedin. There you go. And they finished up in the runner-up spot as well. So there you are. So that was the MSR. Under Grade 4B medley went to the City of Melbourne Highland Pipe Band. That was their number two band. They done that quite convincingly as well, with two firsts in piping. The drumming on the day again went to the City of Dunedin on the medley performance for 4B. There you are. So, winning it overall then was South Canterbury Highland Pipe Band, with a total of MSR and medley, of course, across the day, and they managed to pick up the overall champion spot for 4B. There you are. Along with the drumming overall went to City of Dunedin, of course, because they picked up the MSR and the medley in 4B. All right. On to Grade 4A then. Let's break it down again. 4A MSR went to Hamilton Caledonian Society. Yes. And they managed to do that with 2 seconds in piping with a first in ensemble. So that was interesting there. The drumming also went to Canterbury Caledonian Society Pipe Band. However, they finished in 7th spot in the MSR. Yeah, so that makes for an interesting reading then, I guess, in the Grade 4A MSR. On to Grade 4A medley then went to Hamilton Caledonian Society Pipe Band again. This time with 2 firsts in piping, first in ensemble and a second in drumming, however. Yeah, the drumming on the day went to Metro Scottish Pipe Band for the Grade 4A medley. There you are. So, for those of you with a calculator out, the Grade 4A Championship then went to overall Hamilton Caledonia. Yes, well done. And then the drumming went to, let me see. I'm going to try and pronounce this, and I'm absolutely going to pronounce it wrong. So, is it Hokanoi Celtic Pipe Band? I don't know. I can see this is stuff that Rab got wrong, but they lifted the grade 4A drumming title overall at the Nationals. There you are. Well done. On to grade 3 then, who I have to say, on day 1 of the competition, was possibly one of my favourites. I really loved the music that was played here, especially in the medley competition, but we'll get into that. Grade 3A, or grade 3, they don't even have 3A or 3B, what am I talking about? Grade 3 MSR went to Canterbury Caledonian Society and their pipe band in grade 3 there, and that was in the MSR. The drumming in the MSR competition went to Auckland and districts. Yeah, they are. So then in the medley competition, it went to the City of Melbourne, Highland Pipe Band. Yes, with two firsts in piping, first in ensemble, with a second in drumming, however, because Canterbury Caledonian, who finished in runner-up spot in the medley competition, they lifted the drumming. There you are. So, for those of you with a calculator out, the City of Melbourne managed to lift that title overall. Yes, well done, City of Melbourne. Good stuff. The drumming then also went to the City of Melbourne Highland Pipe Band as well. So a pretty good weekend's work by all accounts. So yeah, congratulations City of Melbourne. And honestly, I've had a listen through to that Grade 3 competition now a few times. And I do think the City of Melbourne's medley's up there for me. It's a real good run. For those of you listening to Fuse FM last night, we managed to play it out again. And a lot of people really enjoyed it. So yeah, shout out to the City of Melbourne, Grade 3 National Champions at the New Zealand Nationals. Good stuff. All right, let's go on to Grade 2. Now, for those of you who are watching the live stream at home, I'm sure you were doing pretty much the same as me and being like an armchair judge. Am I the only person who does this? I don't know. I was watching the Nationals, right? And then I draw myself out a little judging sheet, right? Now, I know there's 5 bands in the grade, so I write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then we sit and watch the MSR, and then at the end of the grade, I try and put everybody in what I believe is their placings, right? And then I did the same for the medley, and then I did try to calculate it out for overall. So I was trying to be a bit of an armchair judge, right? I don't know. Maybe it's a silly little game that I play myself. But anyway, I can truthfully tell you now that I got everything brutally wrong. Absolutely wrong. Yeah, I think at this point we should maybe play that wee jingle, Stuff That Rab Got Wrong.
Stuff That Rab Got Wrong.
Yeah, 100%. Because the positionings I had for the Grade 2 MSR were totally incorrect. And same for the medley as well. There we are. It's one of those things, I guess. Well, let's get into the results good and proper, though. I'm never going to make a professional judge by any means. But, right, the Grade 2 competition, MSR, went to the Celtic Pipe Band from Nelson. They lifted it overall with ones right across the board. Two firsts in piping, first in ensemble and drumming. Quite a convincing win there for the MSR and for the Celtic Pipe Band. Yeah. In the medley competition, however, in the top spot was the City of Tauranga Pipe Band. Now, that performance, whew, wow, go and have a listen to it, all right? Now, there's performances throughout the day that I would say would melt your face. This is absolutely one of them. But for me, my own preference, all right, was the Celtic Pipe Band. All right, I'm putting myself out there. I really loved their medley run in Grade 2. It seemed to be the two piping judges loved it as well, because they got two firsts in piping. However, their ensemble and their drumming prize knocked them down the pecking order. So, yeah, lifting the medley prize in Grade 2 was the City Tauranga Pipe Band, and, yeah, second was St Andrews College. There you are. The Celtic Pipe Band that I had pegged as winners, they were down in fourth. Yeah, there you go. All right, so overall then, for those with a calculator, the overall championship went to the Celtic Pipe Band from Nelson. Yeah, winning the MSR, of course, and then with their medley position, that managed to pull them into that top spot then. In Grade 2, then the drumming went to St Andrews College Pipe Band. Yes, well done, St Andrews College. Good stuff. So, I have to say, the Grade 2 competition, so enjoyable to watch. Some very creative medleys happening there. And yeah, I know that the Celtic Pipe Band didn't win the medley run, but go and have a listen to it anyway. Now, all 5 runs in there, I have to say, were absolutely stellar. So yeah, go and have a listen. All right, that's all I'm going to say. Let's get on to Grade 1. Of course, now, in case you've been living under a stone, you know that Canterbury Caledonian were our overall champion. They defended their championship. Yeah, so well done. So this is the second year in a row now, winning the Nationals. Yeah, so they lifted the drumming as well. So shout out to Canterbury.
Go on, Canterbury!
Yeah, and if you've heard the MSR run, oh, you were in for an absolute clinic of piping, I think. They were so on the money with the MSR run. It was clinical. is how I want to describe it, you know? I know we often talk about it here in the show that it was piping by the numbers, and absolutely, this is what Canterbury did. It was so clean and phrased absolutely perfectly that you couldn't fault it. It was, I just don't know. It was a piping clinic, okay? So shout out to Canterbury lifting that MSR. Yeah, and of course that in the overall title as well. So let's go through the MSR. So we had Canterbury lifting the top spot. The drumming went to Manawatu then, who finished up in the runner-up position in MSR. In third place was Auckland and District. In fourth then was the City of Invercargill, ILT, City of Invercargill, finished up fourth. And in fifth place was the Hawthorne Pipe Band. Yeah. Who was making their Grade 1 debut that weekend, I have to say. And yeah, they held their own, actually. They picked up a second in drumming in the MSR. So great run by Stevie Shedden and the guys. All right, let's get into the Grade 1 medley then. Lifting the top spot was Manawatu Scottish, who I have to agree with, absolutely played a blinder. But in my armchair judging, I didn't have Manawatu sitting first. In my own personal preference, I had Hawthorne. Now, I know, everyone's going to come for me. But I so enjoyed that medley performance by Hawthorne, especially for those people who've heard it, the break from the slow air. Yeah, go and have a listen to it. It was very modern. Now, it does take a bit of adjusting, but wow. Okay, now I think that's kind of what done it for me. It was the bit of fireworks between the pipers and drummers at that break. That's what lit the candle for me right there. But Hawthorne Pipe Band, they didn't finish well down the pecking order in the medley. They actually finished up in third. So let's run through the medley, the pecking order. We had Manawatu, who lifted it overall in the medley. Then Canterbury, again with two firsts in piping. Absolutely couldn't disagree with that. They were perfect. And they finished in second place. In third place was Hawthorne. Yes, as I've mentioned. And then we had the ILT, City of Invercargill, in fourth. And then we had Auckland and District in fifth. That medley competition in Grade 1, I don't know, you really are splitting hairs. And it comes to personal preference, I guess. I think that's what it comes down to. Whenever you're trying to place a band, that's just what, yeah, you go on your own personal taste. And I think for me, listening to Hawthorne on their Grade 1 debut, there was that excitement factor with seeing Hawthorne in there, I guess. That was part of it. The tunes they were playing as well, like that big introduction tune. Wow. But also that break. Anyway, Hawthorne really did it for me. But also, I have to say, the ILT City of Invercargill Pipe Band had a real good tune as well. Especially that beautiful slow air that they played as well. Whew, I don't know, man. Such a good tune. And Auckland and District as well, and their finisher, so good. There was, yeah, many good tunes played in here. Okay, now I know I'm kind of getting a bit analytical here with the Grade 1 medley, but yeah, for a lot of folks that were tuning in and watching it, yeah, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm chatting about. All right, now I have to say, for all of this that we're talking about now, all of the results and everything, please do go back now to the Royal New Zealand Pipe Band Association's YouTube channel. The full competition, both days, are up there now, and you can watch them back at your leisure. You can now fast forward and rewind and do all of that stuff. So do so, okay? Go and watch all of it. It's absolutely brilliant. I have to say, I have watched back at it now a couple of times, and it's, yeah, even last night on Fuse, whenever we were playing out recordings from the Nationals, it was just great to listen back to these performances. So honestly, do yourself a favor. If you haven't listened to the New Zealand Nationals yet, please do. There's a wealth of great music played, and I know I've given my own particular picks there, my own highlights, and I know I'm going to get stuff that Rab got wrong. Oh, Rab, what are you talking about? But I have no doubt, yeah, that you'll enjoy it nonetheless. Now, to address the comments earlier on Weekly Drone, okay, and all of our listener mail that we've received, as I said, there was tons of questions that came in. Yeah, for those of you savvy enough and managed to catch it, I did appear on the live stream where I had an opportunity to chat with Libby and Phil, who were doing the commentary, and it was so fun to catch up with them and, yeah, just kind of talk about the competition in general and how much, yeah, how much it was being enjoyed internationally as well as a local level. But yeah, there's been a ton of questions following a little thing that I let slip on the live stream. And right, Libby asked me the question, do I miss playing? She asked me, well, Rab, you're not playing at the moment, so do you ever miss it? And then I think I kind of put it out there saying, well, I might be playing this season. Yeah, that is the honest answer to that question. I have been behind the scenes continuing on with my own playing personally, both as a drummer and as a piper. And I do have every intention, if all goes well, that I'll hopefully be in the circle this year. Whoa! There you go! Now, I'm saying hopefully, okay? Because as anything, any player, you can never say that it is definitely happening, okay? Because you always have to play for your spot. You never know if you're going to hit that circle before you get the thumbs up from your pipe major or your thumbs up from your lead tipper, okay? So I am not taking it for granted saying, oh yeah, I'm going to step in there, I'm going to play. Because you just don't know. So, of course, I've been working all the way through the winter. I've got competitive repertoire learned at this point and rehearsing at this point. But, yeah, I do hope that things will go well and that my pipe major or my lead tipper will be happy with me and they can say, right, Rab, okay, you're managing to play the stuff well enough. Let's hit the circle. All right, so I haven't got that thumbs up yet, so I can't exactly announce it. In case it doesn't happen, okay? I can't speak for my lead drummer. I can't speak for my PM. But rest assured, fans of the Big Rab Show, there's been a few questions saying, oh, Rab, if you're going to start playing competitively, does that mean the show will end? No, absolutely not. We will do our best to try and keep the wheel turning here as best we can. Yeah, the Big Rab Show podcast will be here and will remain here for as long as we can make it possible, I guess. But yeah, I have spent too long outside of the circle, in my opinion. It's been a long time for me just talking about it. And yeah, I've been dipping my toes every now and again over the years. You know, I've appeared with North Texas Caledonia and I've played with all our different bands throughout the lifespan of the podcast. And I think it's been too long now for me to kind of jump back into that circle. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. We're going to talk about this in a future episode of the Rab Show podcast, okay? We're going to talk about me stepping back into that circle again and what it all took, I guess. But just to answer all the questions that have been coming in, of course, the number one question that is on top of everyone's list is, what band are you playing with, Rab? What circle will we see you in? Well, I will announce that in due course. If I do get the thumbs up from my PM or my lead tipper, then I will let you folks know, but not until then. All right? Just in case it doesn't happen, and then we're going to disappoint a load of people. Oh, Rab, I thought you were going to see you in the circle this year, but you're not there. We don't want that to happen. So, until I get the official, yes, you're playing this season, all right? Competition's on this weekend, we'll have you in the circle. Until we have that, then that's when we'll start talking about it. Okay? I hope that makes sense. Now, it's good to be in a position where I can either compete as a drummer or compete as a piper, and I haven't confirmed which one I'm doing just yet, okay? So I'm going to dangle that little chestnut out there. But yeah, I do hope on hope, as with my continued practice behind the scenes and work behind the scenes, I do hope to continue making the Big Rab Show, but I now also hope to be hitting the competitive circle this year. Yeah. So that's, yeah, hopefully that'll answer a lot of questions that come in after my appearance on the New Zealand live stream. Yeah. For those of you who are interested in going to watch that little chat, it is on day 2 of the RNZ PBA live stream. It's about 5 hours and 20 minutes into it. You can go and check it out, my little appearance on there. But I would urge you to go and watch the entire thing anyway. The Street March competition, all of the grades across the whole thing. It was such a fantastic weekend. And I have to agree again with our weekly droner who just sung the praises of it. It was such a fantastic event. And yeah, I can't wait for the next Nationals. I just don't know. I know this one's just finished. I can't wait for the next one now. It's so good. Alrighty, that's it for all of the New Zealand Nationals stuff. It's time to fly on. Let's talk about St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day!
Alright, there's way too many pipe bands, okay, that have been out and around this past St. Patrick's Day playing at gigs aplenty. Alright, New Rossin District, St. Lawrence Atoll, Cleland Memorial, Gordonstown Pipes and Drums, Wakin District, Brisbane Pipe Band, Charleston Pipe Band, right, way too many, all right? Way too many. I know I've mentioned just a few there. Also, Les Bagpipe Band. Who else? Right. I don't have a huge list in front of me here because I did start compiling a list of all the bands that were involved, and simply there was too many. All right, and the list just got kind of ridiculous. So I'm not going to make an entire list here on the pod, but a huge shout out to all of you who were involved in St. Patrick's Day celebrations over the course of the weekend. Also, not for those just in bands, but also for a dose of soloists and performance artists as well, who are involved in all sorts of great St. Paddy's Day gigs at various pubs and clubs and bars and function rooms all across the world. It was very encouraging to see so many pipers and drummers out there celebrating the music and celebrating St. Patrick's Day. So it was so heartwarming to see pipes and drums all over the place. It was brilliant. So such a successful St. Patrick's Day, I have to say to everyone that was involved. I dare say there was a wealth of fundraising happening as well. It's a big time of year for fundraising for pipers and drummers. Sometimes the money made throughout St. Patrick's Day does help carry a pipe band through a competitive season. So if you did go out to support your local pipe band during St. Patrick's Day, thank you. But also a shout out to all of those pipe bands who were out celebrating. And tons of parades, gigs, all over the place. It was just brilliant. Well done to all of you. Full congratulations. St. Patrick's Day, I have to say, big success on behalf of all of the piping world. I have to say, so good. So good. All right. So, St. Patrick's Day behind us. Apologies if I didn't read out your band. There's just way too many of you. Brady Ulster Scots, Kansas City Pipe Band, Cottown Pipe Band, South Canterbury, I think, where another pipe band had another St. Patrick's Day thing. Let me see. The Fire Department of New York. That was another one. The Harry Ferguson Memorial Pipe Band, Chicago City Pipe Band, the City of Chicago Pipe Band even, there you go, Bolton Caledonia Pipe Band, and let me see who else, North Texas, of course, they were out as well, the Irish Pipers Pipe Band of San Francisco, they were out as well, the Emerald Society of San Francisco, they were out as well, come on, right, are you getting the picture here? Way too many pipe bands for me to list here on the show, but shout out to all of you involved in St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Well done. Well done indeed. All right, let's get into some of our news stories then, shall we? Okay, I'm going to give a little bit of a shout out to the Scottish Power Pipe Band, who put it out on social media that they're going to be developing possibly a brand new YouTube channel, by the looks of things. I'm only guessing this because they posted it as, they call it, a reel on Facebook, showing that they're going to be doing a lot of backstagey kind of stuff. Yeah, a Scottish Power are preparing for this upcoming season. They're going to show us what kind of work goes on behind the scenes, you know, with calibrating raids and all of that kind of stuff that we don't ordinarily get to see from some of our top flight bands. Yeah, Scottish Power are letting us see behind the curtain and what makes the band tick, I guess, and show the preparation that's involved before they hit that competition circle. So, yeah, shout out to Scottish Power. Going to be following this now with very keen interest. I think at the helm of this is Robbie McIsaac, of course, from Flux Solutions and all that. So, I think that's the case. Anyway, we're just sort of guessing at this point because this little clip that was uploaded on March 16th, it's honestly very cryptic. We just don't know quite what this is, but yeah, for those fans of Scottish Power Pipe Band, and they do want to see all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes, go and check out their socials. All right, this is quite an interesting development, one of which that we'll be following with keen interest. We love all this backstagey stuff, you know, how a band practice works and what all the work is involved and, yeah, preparing for a top flight competition. So, yeah, shout out to Scottish Power. This is such an interesting venture. And, yeah, going to be following that with interest. Okay, now we have to talk about a news story that happened just last week. We got an announcement from the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band, who they were letting us know that the GOAT, as he's affectionately known, lead drummer J. Reid Maxwell, he's going to be receiving an honorary degree by Simon Fraser University. Yes, and this is honestly such a huge honour, and will all be taking place on June the 11th, of course. So, for more information, we actually got a statement from J. Reid Maxwell himself talking about being informed that he's going to be receiving an honorary degree. It's really, this is so cool. Let's hear the story from J. Reid Maxwell himself.
So I found out that something was maybe going on because I was asked by Sue Porter if I could make myself available to talk to the president on Monday morning. And I was trying to think that, well, I've been a good boy over the holidays, and so I couldn't be in trouble, so it wouldn't have been anything bad. But I wasn't really sure what the president was wanting to talk to me about. So when I called, or she called me on the Monday morning, we had a chat, and she said that if it was okay with me, they would like to give me an honorary degree. So I was completely flabbergasted, as anybody could well imagine. And there's been little things going on in the last couple of months because it had to be kept very quiet. And so that happened. And then and I realized that today it had gone out at like lunchtime because I got a couple of messages. And then after that, my phone was dinging basically all afternoon, and it's been going off all night, which is incredibly humbling because I didn't really think it would be such a big thing for people, but it's been huge for people, and the congratulations that have been coming in from all over the globe have been nothing but absolutely fantastic. I'm really quite flabbergasted by it, and I never thought it would provoke that kind of a sentiment. So it's very cool and very feels good to work hard and continue to work and enjoy what I do, and that some people notice how much work you put in. So it's good.
Ah, there you go. An absolute legend of the bagpiping world, for sure. And yeah, what a huge honour. And what a way to mark such a legacy. Absolutely. So congratulations to J. Reid Maxwell. Yeah, absolutely well deserved. Yeah. Okay, let's briefly talk about Droning On, shall we? Now, the Droning On podcast recently celebrated 100 episodes, and we've been telling you guys about their brand new charity album that they were selling called Pipes for Peace. In celebration of 100 episodes, they were selling off a copy of this album and raising money for charity. Well, on March 17th, on St. Patrick's Day, they managed to live stream a selection of winners who were entered into a prize draw. Because of everyone who bought a copy of the album was entered into a prize draw. Now, some of the prizes on offer here were just simply brilliant. All sorts of generation whistles and stuff. They also had a beautiful MK Low D whistle. Ooh, and a Maverick chanter as well. Oh, there was some very, very cool stuff on offer here as part of this prize draw. So for all of you who managed to purchase a copy of Pipes for Peace, yeah, you will have now seen that your prizes are now available. I'm sure the Droning On pod would have been in contact if you've already won something. But yeah, just want to give a huge shout out to Jim and to everyone there at the Droning On pod. This was such a huge venture, and a lot of money has been raised for charity. So congratulations. I think well over $1,000 at this point has been raised for charity. So fantastic. Just to give it another mention here on the show, if you haven't yet got your copy of it, the Pipes for Peace album is available on Bandcamp. And just have a search for it, Pipes for Peace. Or you can have a look for the Droning On podcast as well. And you can have a look on Bandcamp and pick up your own copy. There's a wealth of great music on here, actually. We played a couple of tracks last night on Fuse FM, and yeah, went down pretty well. So go and check it out. The album is now available, and I think all sales from this album and the money and proceeds all go to charity. So why not? There you go. All right, well, speaking of charity, yeah, that kind of levers me neatly into what's happening this weekend. Whoa, baby! Yep, it's the Kids with Cancer charity weekend this weekend, and we could not be more ready. You know, I don't know, we have been gearing up for the Kids with Cancer night now for what feels like months, since we had Gary Smith on the show telling us that it's going to happen again and who was going to be the main act. Honestly, that was months ago, before Christmas. But now, it's here. This weekend, 23rd of March, the Kids with Cancer charity event will be in the Royal Hotel in Cookstown. Doors open at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5, sorry, and the action starts at 6 p.m. We've been plugging this event for the longest time, and I'm sure by now that if you are wanting tickets for it, you may well be out of luck. I believe that tickets for this are all but sold out at this point. So, yeah, you've been warned for months now to grab them, and if you haven't, you may well have lost out. But this weekend, we're going to be treated to performances by none other than our current world champions, People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate.
Oh, baby!
I'm ready for it. Oh, this is going to be good. Now, not only will People's Ford, Bog Hall and Bathgate be appearing, but we're also going to have the McDonald Academy Pipe Band. They're going to be there as well. So what a great opportunity for all these young kids. And, you know, the development pipe band there at McDonald Academy, that's going to be a big stage to hit. That's going to be such a good experience. Looking forward to that. Now, also, we're going to have The Force, who are Northern Ireland's world champion drum major display team. They're going to be there, giving us quite a unique display, we've been told. This is one that hasn't been seen before and has been specifically choreographed for this event. So, looking forward to seeing The Force. Now, speaking of The Force, we are aware also that The Force is going to be celebrating a year, 1 year anniversary. So we will hopefully have Paula from The Force on a future Big Rab show to tell us all about The Force, their work, and yeah, 1 year on from the establishment of it. Yeah. Now, we're also going to have a folk group on the night called Hair of the Dog, along with the Cookstown High School Senior Choir will also be there as well. We also have a number of soloists in the evening. We have the world solo champion, of course, Kerr McQuillan. He'll be there, of course, with the pipe band, but he's also going to give us a solo performance as well. That's going to be fun. We also have the Juvenile Section 1 world champion, Jacob Laird. He'll be there. And we have the Juvenile Section 3 world champion, Lewis Doherty, will be there as well. There you go, a lot of great drumming performances. We also have Willie Glenholmes as well, and making a welcome return are the Kilted Cousins. They'll be there as well. So, this event is shaping up to be one of the biggest Kids with Cancer charity nights, and we cannot wait. Of course, for those of you who cannot be there, please be following us on the Big Rab Show, and we'll be doing our best to film little clips and stuff and upload it to our YouTube channel and all of that for you to enjoy. Indeed. Now, there's been questions about live streaming. Will there be any live streams from the Kids with Cancer Night? And no, there won't be, okay? There will, however, be a live auction. So, yeah, there's been tons of great donations and stuff from various companies and manufacturers around the piping world. So if you do want to possibly send in your bid, then, yeah, tune in around 10:30 UK time is when we expect the online auction to take place. So do be following us on our socials if you do want to possibly pick yourself up some pipe band swag and help raise some money for charity. There you are. So do follow us, and there won't be any live streaming apart from the live auction. There you go. But we will be uploading little video clips and stuff as we get them throughout the evening. And of course, for podcast listeners, yes, we do it every year now at this point. We will be bringing a feature episode of the Big Rab Show podcast from the Kids with Cancer Charity Night. So looking forward to that. So that's all this weekend, Saturday the 23rd, the Royal Hotel in Cookstown. Oh, that's going to be shaping up to be a big event. Okay, we had a news story this past week that was really quite tragic for the piping scene locally, and especially for us here in the Big Rab Show, where we had a good friend recently pass away. We had this announcement through the RSPBA themselves announcing the sudden passing of Paul McAndrew. Paul was the director of the Dundee, Perth and Angus branch and a good friend of ours here on the Big Rab Show. There'd be many times throughout the competitive season where we would run into Paul, and yeah, we would get into it sometimes. There would be some debates about things that were said on the show, and we would talk about our opinions on judging and ensemble and the arranging of competitions and such. And yeah, Paul gave as good as he got. But honestly, through it all, Paul had a real love for the music and its people, and he had a real kind of fandom, I guess, of our show, and was very helpful from a lot of different perspectives for various different events that we've attended over the years. Paul always made sure that ourselves and the Big Rab Show were okay, you know? He always kind of shouted over, "Well, Rab, are you all right?" "Aye, Paul, not so bad. How's yourself?" "No, Bart, any trouble, give me a shout." Paul was a good man, and ourselves and the Rab Show, and all of us in the piping world here in general in the UK, are definitely going to miss him. So from all of us here on the Big Rab Show team, and everyone around the world for that matter, we do want to send our sincerest condolences to all of the McAndrew family, all of his friends, and of course to everyone there in the Dundee, Perth and Angus branch. Paul's going to be really sadly missed by all of us. So just want to make a note of it on this week's news and updates. It's one of those things we never like doing, is reading out such tragic news, but yeah, we do want to send out our sincerest condolences to all of the McAndrew family. Paul will definitely be missed. We also received heartbreaking news from the IPBA last week as well about the passing of dear friend and colleague June Nolan. Now, we know June had been unwell for quite a long period of time. June was the treasurer of the Irish Pipe Band Association, and we want to send out our condolences after her long battle with illness, sadly passed away this past week. So to all of the Nolan family, we do want to send all of our condolences to everyone there at St. Lawrence Hoth Pipe Band, of course, and to many other pipe bands that she was a part of over the years, and to everyone there in the IPBA. She will definitely be sorely missed by all of us, and yeah, our condolences from all of us here on the Big Rab Show team. Okay, so just another little news update, I guess. Following last week's Big Rab Show podcast, where we had Callum Douglas on the show, and we were talking all about his new and exciting kind of acquisition for ES Session Chanters. Yeah, the video of that episode has now been up there on our YouTube channel. And yeah, throughout the interview that we were chatting on the pod, we were doing a lot of visual stuff, I have to say. We were looking at the chanter and how it all pieces together and stuff. So if you are curious to actually go and see it for yourself, just to let you know, that video is now up there on our YouTube channel. Shout out to Callum Douglas for joining us last week. And this is honestly exciting to see this ES Session Chanter going on strength to strength. So yeah, a very, very cool product. And yeah, a very cool interview last week, and the video of which is now available up on our YouTube channel. So go and check that out. Okay, I want to briefly mention for fans of Fred Morrison. Yeah, he's put out an announcement on his own website, fredmorrison.com, that throughout the month of May, he will be heading out to Canada for a bit of a Canadian tour. So for those of you listening in Canada right now who may be fans of Fred Morrison, now's your opportunity to go and see the man himself. So for more information on tour dates and where to grab your tickets and everything, go along to fredmorrison.com. Hopefully that information will be shared out shortly. But yeah, very exciting. Fred Morrison making the trip across to Canada. There you go. So for fans of Ross Ainslie, yeah. Yeah, you're going to know exactly what I'm going to be chatting about now. Ross is currently working on a brand new solo album called Pool. Yes. Now, for those savvy enough, I'm sure you've probably already seen all the videos and social media updates from Ross. He's been furiously working behind the scenes, and he's currently doing a bit of crowdfunding to help make this album a reality. As you can appreciate, making an album in 2024 can be quite an expensive business. So, if you would like to help support Ross Ainslie in the production of his new album called Pool, then now's your opportunity. Go to Indiegogo and have a search for Ross Ainslie music. Yeah. Now, we have no further details on the album, apart from a little behind-the-scenes video of him making the album and recording it. But obviously, the more expensive part of it is the actual, yeah, publication of it, I guess. Making it real, you know? So, yeah, if you would like to help support a huge name in the Celtic and folk music scene with his brand new album called Pool, now's your opportunity. Go and visit Ross Ainslie Music on Indiegogo and drop him a few quid. Yeah. Now, as we hear more information on this album and when it will be available and all of that, then we'll certainly let you folks know. But just wanted to let you know. Any fans of Ross Ainslie right now, there's an ongoing crowdfunding project. Yeah, go and make this album a reality. Right, so that's pretty much it for all of the news and updates now for this week, of which there are loads. Now, I am absolutely going to put money on it that there are some stories that have hit the cutting room floor, and yeah, we absolutely should have brought to this week's show. So, hey, we do what we can to cover every aspect of the piping world, and this podcast would need to be like 3 weeks long to be able to cover everything. So, if there is a story that we have neglected to bring to this week's show or that we absolutely should highlight, then please do get in contact with us. Our email address, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Or even if there's any stuff that Rab got wrong, let us know on that front as well. So yeah, email us, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Okay. Right, so well, you might have guessed, this is the point in the show where you should get your pen and paper ready. It's time for dates for your diary. Wallace Bagpipes. Quality, pride and passion, made in Scotland. Proud bagpipe supplier to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Visit wallacebagpipes.com for more information or contact your nearest dealer.
It's time for Dates for Your Diary here on the Big Rap Show podcast.
Okay, time for Dates for Your Diary. So get your pen and paper ready. Time to start writing down some dates for your diary. Okay, let's kick things off with this weekend. As we've already mentioned it, of course, the Kids with Cancer Charity Night is this weekend in Cookstown in the Royal Hotel. Raising money for charity. I cannot wait for this event. So, 23rd of March should already be in your diary securely. Alright, also then on the 30th of March, we have the Scottish Solo Drumming Championships. These are taking place in James Young High School in West Lothian, and yeah, that all-important pre-Worlds qualification spot is up for grabs. So, yeah, 30th of March, we'll be paying attention to James Young High School for the Scottish Solo Drumming. There you are. 13th of April then, here in Northern Ireland, we have the Ulster Solos. That will be in Lisnagarvey High School, and that's always a stellar event. So all across the grades on piping and drumming, it's going to be quite a big one this year. So Ulster Solos, Lisnagarvey High School on the 13th of April. Then on the 13th of April as well, we have the Tully Lagan Pipe Band Concerts. Yes, and this will be held in the Bernavon Theatre in Cookstown, and it'll also include Sirla and District and Clock Finn. And you might also see a little appearance by yours truly as well. Yeah, I might be doing compare that evening, but you might find out. There you go, Tully Lagan Pipe Band, 13th of April, in their big concert. Also on the 13th and 14th of April, we have the Las Vegas Highland Games opening their gates at Craig Ranch Park. Yes, Las Vegas Highland Games shaping up to be quite a huge event by all accounts. We've been keeping across the arrangements of this, and it is, yeah, shaping up to be quite a huge event. So 13th and 14th of April in Craig Ranch Park in Las Vegas for the Highland Games. Then things here locally in Northern Ireland start to gradually creep open, I guess. On the 20th of April, we have the County Down Full Band Indoor Competition, which is taking place in Drummore High School. So this is the start of the few little indoor competitions, I guess, kind of tentatively opening the calendar for us. That's the 20th of April. Also on the 20th of April, we have the European Solo Drumming Championships. This will be held in Lochgilly High School. Yes, so there we are. Plenty of solo drumming and piping happening, but also we're starting to see some band events happening as well with that indoor competition in Drummore High. There you are. So that takes you up now to the 20th of April. Plenty of dates for your diary, folks. And if you do have any dates yourselves that, yeah, we should be announcing here on the show for Dates for Your Diary, please do send them in to us. We'd love to have them. BigRabShow@gmail.com. Yeah, so let us know and we'll try and get those included in Dates for Your Diary. Right, well, at this point in the show, you guessed it. We finally got there, folks, in the end. It's time for me to go and get a big cup of tea. It's time for the topic of the week. Whether you're performing in a parade, on the field, or on the grandest stage, our marching drums will be your trusted companion, lightweight, durable, and crafted for maximum comfort. You'll feel the power of every beat without compromising your performance. With a wide range of sizes, styles, and customizations, you can find the perfect drum to suit your unique needs and preferences. March with greatness. Elevate your sound and create a lasting impact with the BDC Axial Snare Drum. Now's the time to stand out from the crowd and make your mark on the world with British Drum Company. Visit BritishDrumCo.com for information on all our marching drums. Unleash your true potential. All right, let's get into it. It's time for Topic of the Week. And the title of this week's episode kind of does give it away. Yeah, we're going to be chatting with the chairman of the RSPBA Northern Ireland branch, Alistair Patterson. Now, I have to say, this doesn't happen very often. Ourselves here in the Big Rab Show, we've reached out countless times to the RSPBA and to local branches and stuff, and we've very rarely got a thumbs up. But on this occasion, Alistair was very happy to chat with us, and yeah, we're very excited to bring this week's episode, because as you know, there's been quite a lot of developments and things going on from a Northern Ireland perspective, and yeah, we'll get into all of that. The branch is doing some real stellar work at the moment, so we kind of want to highlight that, and yeah, have a chat with Alistair and find out what's going on behind the scenes with the branch. So, let's not delay any further. Let's welcome Alistair to the show. So, welcome to the show, Chairman of the RSPBA Northern Ireland. How are you, Alistair Patterson?
Thank you very much, Rob. Yeah, it's good to be on here. Good to have a conversation and a chat about things and see where we're going.
Indeed.
We're hoping it's going to be a good, positive, fun-packed season.
That's just what I was going to say. That the announcement that came through for our domestic calendar is huge. It seems to be like it's increasing from previous years.
It's increased a bit. We've looked at things and we have tried. And one of the things that we had conversations behind the scenes about was in relation to maybe trying to get indoor competitions.
Yes. Back again.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're very, very fortunate that we had two groups that were willing to take on this challenge. Mm. You know, we have the County Down section who have come on board with the, you know, with the full indoor competition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that we're looking forward to and see where that takes us to. And then
absolutely.
We have the interest of the Irvine Memorial Pipe Band of trying to reintroduce the mini bands in Five Mile Town again. That Valley Hotel competition that took place years ago, that used to be run by, I think it was Corta Clare Pipe Band back in the day,
mm-hmm.
Which was always a fun event as well. So look, we got that in at the start of the season. Look, where we're going with it, let's see. It's on the calendar now. Both of those groups, I know we're working furiously behind the scenes to sort of try and make this happen and make it, you know, successful. So look, we're very thankful to them for sort of stepping forward and being willing to do it. And it's also sort of helpful in some ways because it's taken us back. We did have we still have our four sections. You know, we still have our County Antrim section, we still have our County Down, we have our Mid Ulster and our mm-hmm. County Fermanagh. And COVID, yes, brought about the hiatus of some of those sections, and you know, they didn't come back into full operation again. But I'm delighted and it's great to see it, you know, that they have got themselves rejuvenated, a few new faces on board, and they're now just sort of trying to work together to make things happen. Like I know for the County Down one in particular, that's County Down and County Antrim are sort of coming together to make this happen. So it's good, it's positive.
Yeah, that's it. But if anything, whenever I seen the announcement about the return of Five Mile Town, you mentioned the mini band, the indoor competition, I was absolutely stoked. I have some real happy memories of that competition, you know, of people sitting eating chips and that as you're baiting out an MSR. it's so cool. Right.
It's probably back to one of my earlier events that I would have been MC at because
I used to get
invited to the Valley Hotel, and at that particular time they had their DJ booth in the corner.
Right.
So I was able to get enclosed up in that, and there you had you know, many bands coming into play, and you're quite right what you're saying. It was a complete social day.
Aye, that's
very
what it was.
Social day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether we get back to what it was before, like life moves on. But look, fair play to the Irvine Memorial. They've taken on the challenge. And I've had conversations with them there actually during the week. So there's a meeting to be set up very, very soon between ourselves and the committee that they have set up to sort of see how we can make things work, and you know, just down to the simple things like compilers and getting the adjudicator sorted, and, you know, how it's managed and run in the day. And, you know, so there's all those wee things, but look, you know, they're very keen, and that's what we're, you know, I'm happy to see others keen about things and making things happen.
There you go. And
that's good.
It's something that the Northern Ireland branch, especially over this last 5-10 years, has been really quite famous for, is like trying something new, you know, like the festival events. Now we're reintroducing the indoors. Is that something that the Northern Ireland branch are keen to do?
Well, it is, because we actually, in our provisional calendar that we had for this particular season, we had contemplated a festival as well. Because, and part of it for that is that we sometimes need to be just a bit more than just pipe band competitions.
Yeah.
And that's something that we do need to develop. We've had, you know, conversations and various meetings, you know, with the Ulster Scots Agency as well, around different subjects, you know, a whole load of different subjects, in all honesty. But one of the things that we're keen to do, yes, we're a pipe band movement. We're very much, you know, fully in there as far as Ulster Scots are concerned. You know, and we can certainly showcase our product. But equally with that, I would like to move us to a point that we can bring others on board and try and develop, you know, and showcase other things. Should it be, you know, there's different Ulster Scots Ceilidh groups out there. There's, you know, we have our dancing, of course. We have our Highland dancing. You know, we have our Scottish country dancing. You know, all of those things that would actually turn, you know, a day out into something a whole lot more and a whole lot bigger.
There you are, but yeah.
We had looked at it. We had looked at it actually for the Saturday after the Words.
I see, yeah.
As being that possible, you know, because we've 5 Saturdays in August this year.
Yes.
But whenever we met with our bands and our, you know, our leading drummers and pipe majors meeting that we had to sort of discuss a calendar of events, because we were open. We wanted to be transparent. We wanted to actually consult with the people who are going to attend these events. And bands were all very much of the opinion, the Words is the time to finish.
Yeah, because everyone's knackered after Glasgow. Yeah.
Because it's just the case. There's so much goes on. There's so much of the build-up to the Words, as we all know. And bands were just getting to that stage and saying, you know what? Whenever you leave that park, whether you're world champion or you're not world champion, that's the time for the break. So that was sort of the feedback. So it sort of left us. But it's not ruled out. We could be looking at it as something that, you know, there's some sort of an Ulster Scots Day. You know, an Ulster Scots weekend, something that will actually, you know, bring in board, you know, competition will only be one small part of it, but that we have to deal with, and we have to talk to the other agencies, the other groups, the other stakeholders, other people to sort of, you know, turn this into something, you know, like an Ulster Scots Day. You know, you have the Ulster Championships. There's no better event that you could fit into that than the Ulster Championships.
There you go.
That's my thoughts. That's part of my thinking. Part of the group's thinking. So it's about trying to develop, seeing if we can sell a product, make it work. So look, there's things coming down the line, so let's see, hopefully we can get it on the calendar for 2025.
There you are. So watch the space then, folks. Yeah. So I need to ask you then about, well, the first major we have in the calendar now, 18th of May, UK Championships in Bangor. This really seemed to come out of the woodwork. We weren't expecting this, because we know over the course of the winter time there, around November, December, we were told that we were only getting 2 majors this year, and the UK's was one of those ones that fell by the wayside. But this was then rescued, I guess, by the Northern Ireland branch. Do you want to tell us about this and how this championship came to be?
Yeah, look, to be honest, there was a working group that was working from headquarters.
Yeah.
Which we had local representation on as well. One of our directors was on that working group. And they were trying to look at all sorts of options, all sorts of avenues, in fairness to them, to try and ensure that we could try and get a full calendar of majors.
Yeah.
I had several conversations behind the scenes. I know the poor man's dead and gone now, the vice chairman, John Hughes. We had several conversations. I actually had a conversation the Thursday, sadly, before he had passed away. And that was a positive conversation. And it was a positive one around that we had got very positive feedback from Ards and North Down Council in relation to that particular event. But yeah, part of it from, you know, from my side, from, you know, from the NI branch's side, for bands in general, like, we have such a large number of bands. We've had a major championships here in Northern Ireland for a considerable number of years now, really since the inception of the UK championships. And for some reason or other, it seemed to always come to Northern Ireland, whether it was at Stormont or whether it was in Lurgan. So conversations went on behind the scenes. We did reach out, you know, there was conversations had with other councils as well. And we got positive feedback. We further investigated those discussions and negotiations and through several meetings, and eventually we came to an agreement and an understanding that we would be taking our own local competition, which would have been run in Ards and North Down anyway, but giving it major status. So we're heavily involved now in, you know, trying to deliver that. Now, it came with the added pressure whenever we started to look at dates and the options and what was possible. All of a sudden, ours became the 18th of May was our target. It was either going to be that or, you know, there was other discussions going on around a couple of other dates, of course, but that was the target date. So once we had investigated all options, Ards North Down come back and said, look, yes, we can make this happen in Ward Park and in Bangor. And I have to say, you know, getting to that stage, getting to, you know, the form of words that had to be agreed, the conversations through the various committees within council, the officers team that was there was hard working. And coming to a form of words of agreement, even between, you know, the NI branch head, you know, headquarters in Scotland, and then, of course, you know, the council for even a press release. Whenever that news went out on that particular day, I have to say now, I was delighted and pleased to see it going out there. And the feedback and the positivity that came with it, our own bands are definitely excited about it. Our drum majors are certainly excited about it. So even Rob's excited about it. So it's even raises new songs in it. All things go, so we're in a good place with it. Now the hard work on delivering it is starting. Like, I do know there's a number of people going to a site meeting there on Monday as well. To discuss logistics on the ground, you know, simple things like parking, you know, where we park officials, where we park bands, the buses, you know, all everything sort of is stuff. On behind the scene. You know, where our headquarters will be on the ground on the day.
Yeah.
Pure logistics, but it's a fantastic venue, it's a fantastic park. There's loads of space. So I'm hoping that it's going to turn out to be a very good and a very positive event. And look, it's good for an NI branch as well. Look, I think in general, the pipe band world, you know, it's evolving, it's changing. Like, there's a lot of things that we could talk about and go on. But, you know, some of our larger branches are maybe going to have to take a bit more of a lead as well. You know, working closer with headquarters to ensure that we do deliver these major events as well. Because let's be honest, we here have the contacts on the ground. So it's easier for us to make those approaches, to make those connections and try to make things happen as well. And that's what we did utilize in this particular sense. And I have to say, we've got to a point of delivery. And to be honest, I would have absolutely no hesitation, and the group of people that was working around us, doing the same thing with other councils moving forward as well, to ensure that we can always deliver at least, you know, one major championship here in Northern Ireland.
There you go. So it does seem to be a huge collective effort, Alistair. You know, we had the Northern Ireland branch delivering the UKs, which was fantastic. But we also had like the Dundee, Perth and Angus and other branches throughout Scotland who really seemed to kind of step up to the mark to make these major championships happen. And that doesn't happen by accident. There's a wealth of work there, isn't there?
It's a serious amount of work, like, and it's a serious amount of effort and commitment. Mm. And I think that comes from, let's be perfectly honest, any of us that are in these particular roles or in, you know, even are involved with our branches, we're there for a reason.
Yeah.
We're there because we have a genuine interest in trying to ensure that we can deliver for, you know, our membership. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it should be about. Trust me, it comes with certain levels of stress. I know I might be smiling, but look, at the end of the day, there's plenty of head scratching. I probably didn't have grey hairs before I took on. It seemed to be appearing more and more and more. But maybe that's just something an age thing, but I'm putting it down. I'm blaming it on the job. So, but yeah, look, there's a lot of effort. There's a lot of hard work. There's people with skills, and I know there's more people with more skills out there within our pipe band movement. Some of them maybe just, you know, through work commitments, whatever, haven't maybe stepped up. But look, what I'd be open to is people just sticking their hand up every now and again and saying, you know what, I could actually give you a hand with that. I could help with that. But not feeling that they're committed and they're signing their life over that we're going to take full control of it. Because as the old saying goes, many hands make light work. And I think within our pipe band world as well, we have a lot of people out there within our bands who have a passion for this and want to make things happen. And I would like to tap more and more into that because,
there you go.
In some ways, you know, it was always left to the same people all the time. just to make things happen. Mm-hmm. And those people have worked tirelessly down through the years to make things happen.
Yeah.
But life changes, life's evolving. You know, the team is changing a bit as well. And it's a case now, we're sort of looking at that next generation maybe coming through as well, that some of them might just give up, you know, one or two Saturdays in the year to sort of even just generally help out on the ground, you know, just doing the simple tasks. But yeah, look, there's lots of things. There's lots of things we could go through.
Oh, absolutely. You and I can get lost in the woods for sure. Yeah. But I'm going to look back at the calendar announcement that we got from RSPBA Northern Ireland. There are a number here, Alistair, that are TBC. We've had a range of questions from folks asking about possible venues. I'm sure you know the Piping World, they thrive on rumor. And we've had plenty of rumors of where these potential competitions are. But I guess that the best word of advice for folks is wait until you get the official word announced on your website. Would that be right?
That would be correct. I would love to be able to sit here and say that, yes, we're going back to
this venue, that venue, whatever. Yeah.
And I could bring out a list of them because we do have them. We are in conversations. We're having the negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one in particular this week was going before council. And this is the process that we face, and this is what we go through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going through one of our councils on Tuesday evening, and a councillor raises a question and a query.
Right.
And all of a sudden, that question, that query has to be answered, has to be clarified.
And that slows everything down, then, I'm sure.
That actually pushes that decision back, believe it or believe it not, with Easter and everything coming in until the 8th of April.
Oh my goodness.
You can imagine the disappointment that we faced this particular week. And even the council officer involved was bitterly disappointed as well, because the amount of work that they had done behind the scenes and, you know, putting forward the proposal, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, councillors are talking about new policy documents having to be developed about how these things are funded, how these things operate.
Yeah, it's all the red tape involved.
And it's makes life extremely, extremely difficult. And that's why you end up with a TBC beside particular events, because I could tell you exactly at this moment in time where, you know, potentially which council that's with, who it's, you know, which council's dealing with it, you know, the venue that it's going to be. And they're all our good venues. They're all our venues that we've been to before.
Mm-hmm.
But until you get that official agreement.
Yeah, once you get that rubber stamp. Yeah.
We cannot. Now, it may come to a point that I may have to be issuing names against each of those venues, that some of our locals within those areas can put the pressure on those particular councillors and sort of say, look, we're trying to bring events to your area. You know, do you want them there or not?
They are,
And sort of start to put the pressure on from that, because, like, trust me, we want to go to those areas. There's lots of councillors within those areas want the Pipe Band World there for events. So hopefully sooner rather than later. I know last year, look, to be honest, last year, the last TBC didn't get finalised until I think it was mid-April.
That's right. So yeah, I was going to say it was mid to late April.
We're in a very similar vein this year again. Yeah. But again, it's just purely down the process. And it makes life difficult. Now, we are having to start looking at potentially other options.
Mm.
We have
and how these things are arranged. Yeah.
The other thing that our bands may not want to hear and our spectators is that we could be coming close to a point because of difficult finances within councils, within, you know, funding sources. You know, we may have to look at charging admission fees.
Yeah.
We may have to look at simple things like that, about some sort of revenue generating forms of making these things happen, because it's just becoming more and more difficult. Councils are coming saying, look here, yes, we would like you here. We want the pipe band movement here. We want this particular event.
Yeah.
But this is all that we have within our pot.
There you go. Yeah.
Can you make it happen for this?
That's it. And the cost of things is only going up, Alistair, is the thing. That's it. So, yeah, we are noticing that across the board for all events, including the majors and minors, that for all events are kind of looking at their pricing options now. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is difficult. But look, hopefully, in the next few weeks, we can start to at least sort of turn that calendar and, you know, start to update and put in place what's going where.
There you go. So my word of advice, Andy, folks, is check the website. All right. Don't listen to the rumors. Wait until it's announced. Yeah.
There'll always be rumors. But one thing I will say, and I'm quite happy and open. We did have conversations with Causeway Coast and Bands.
Right.
We met with the chief executive and the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
We had several conversations and we had a very, very positive meeting.
Mm.
Now, we were very hopeful to try and get something in 2024, but I can say that we will have something in 2025 back in the town of Portrush.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that's such good news.
There's a wee bit of news.
Yeah.
But that's what we're hoping. Now, again, nothing will be confirmed, but I'm putting it out there. People have been asking. People have been wanting to get back to, you know, to that particular seaside venue.
Absolutely.
We have had the discussions and the chief executive is very receptive and the mayor at this particular time, of course, the mayor next year. But yes, they've given us very positive feedback and we do have a commitment that they would be very keen to get it back, the pipe band movement back as a permanent calendar on their events within the North Coast.
It's a regular question we get asked on Fuse FM and Ballymoney. Obviously, folk up around the Northwest are really keen to see it return. That's such good news, Alistair.
Brilliant. Yeah, so fingers crossed that it's going in the right direction. So let's hope that we can get to that point. But that's one thing that I'm going to reveal, I'm going to put out there. That's a wee snippet
that you're getting. There you go. Rap Show exclusive. So Alistair, I have to say on behalf of everyone here, I guess, from the piping scene, for all of your collective efforts, thank you. We know that this does not happen by accident, so this is a huge body of work both at branch level and at HQ level, I guess, too, to make all of this a reality. So yeah, are you looking forward to this incoming season? I know it's going to be a ball of stress, but are you looking forward to this year?
Look, I certainly am looking forward to it. When I start to relax and when I start to, you know, to sort of get into it is whenever you can get to that first particular competition and that you're standing out there, you've got, you know, the uniforms on, you're on the green as such, and you're seeing people gather up, you're seeing, you know, the first band going to play, and then that's when you suddenly realise that, we're on.
It's happening, yeah.
And it is happening. And I know we had that conversation. I remembered well in Cookstown last year at the Mid-Ulster. So look, hopefully we can have a similar conversation whenever we get into the first competition of the year, out there on the green. So like, yes, I'm excited. I'm fairly confident that everything will fall into place. I'm trusting the processes we have. I'm trusting the people that, you know, that we have, you know, within our councils that are working tirelessly behind the scenes as well to make sure that these events do happen. And we do have good friends out there within each of these bodies. There's competition for money. There's competition for events. There's competition for everything. And it's about, you know, whether we tick all the boxes that are necessary. But look, the hard work is being done. And, you know, to give you an example, whenever we did meet with one of the councils, you know, in that particular area, it was a case of like, we can see the body of people that do appear. I would like to see more people appear, not them, of course. And that makes it even better. So yeah, look, optimistic and definitely looking forward to it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Alistair, thank you so much for joining us on the show this week. And I hope the next time I'm chatting to you is on the grass, actually. Yeah.
Well, hopefully so. And look, the other couple of ones that we can mention as well, like we did have the JAC meeting there just 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
So there's excitement around the All-Ireland and going to Donabate. Look, we're going to get a bit of a precursor of that particular venue because the Munster Championships, I think it is, are going there on the 11th of May as well, which is going to be the Saturday before the UK's. We have difficulty trying to secure a venue. We were asked to try and get one here in the north, but look, there is one there. It's an hour and a half down the road, so it is happening, and it's in the same venues that the All-Ireland is as well. So look, We're excited about the All-Ireland. You know, again, we're trying to get that, the Ulster Championships confirmed. That one we're working very, very hard on. And then, of course, with the onset of, you know, that other major that was added in on the 11th of August, it sort of left us, that was to be our Ulster Championship, so we've had to move the event to our 10th. You know, we had to change it away from being the Ulster Championships, which again, bit of a logistical issue there, but we will have a competition on the 10th as well, and we're working hard for that. So, look, all in all, we're hoping it's going to be a full season. As I said, and I did mention, we consulted closely with our pipe majors and lead drummers.
Yeah.
We did discuss particular dates, and we discussed whether we'd won a competition. And one of them that sort of had fallen by the wayside was we had intended one on the 22nd, I think it is, of July or something in around that date, the week before Dumbarton. But bands, just because of the, you know, holiday period, July, fortnight, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's not go there. So again, we've listened and it's worked for us. So
that's it.
Yeah, we'll make sure that, we'll make sure it's good. We'll make sure whatever we have is right, and hopefully try to keep it going that way.
It's excellent to see this two-way communication as well. I think this is something the Northern Ireland branch has definitely been at the spearhead of as well, involving the lead drummers and pipe majors. That's been so good to see.
Yeah. It's something that happened, you know, it did happen before my time. It sort of was born probably out of, you know, comeback after COVID, really, as such. But, look, it's something that we've carried on. That was actually our second meeting that we had, because we had a review of the season back in September.
Yeah.
And then we held the other one there just back in, what was it, towards the end of January, just to discuss what's going ahead. So we now have an executive meeting again that's coming Wednesday evening, where we'll discuss things again and hopefully keep pushing forward. So, yeah, look, my view is we're here, we're representing bands, we're representing membership. But equally, I want to be an approachable chairman. I want to be someone that people can come and talk to. I want, you know, to keep those two-way conversations open. For me, openness and transparency, I think, is key. We could get into all those other controversial issues and talk about them if we really, really have time, Rob. But look, for me, the openness is key. And I know there's certain things that we can't talk about, and there's certain things that goes on that we can't. But
yeah.
I think it's key. I think we're here, we're representing bands, we're doing this for the bands. And equally, I would hope that the bands appreciate what we're trying to do for them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's why I want to keep those lines of communication open for as long as we possibly can.
Oh, 100%. And well, communicating on our show, Alistair, we do appreciate you joining us this week. Thank you so much.
Not a problem, Rob. Thank you.
There you are. Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more about the openness and transparency, and communication with membership is so vital. And yeah, I have to say, full credit to Alistair Patterson for taking time to chat with us here on the Big Rab Show podcast. That does not go unnoticed. There's been many times we have reached out and to various different branches and to headquarters themselves, and have always been very reluctant to appear on our show. But I have to say, Alistair, yeah, it was all for it. And that was such a great conversation. We did get lost in the weeds, mind you, a few places. But yeah, very, very interesting. So shout out to Alistair and to everyone there at the RSPBA Northern Ireland branch. Yeah, some great work happening at the moment. And we're very excited for this incoming season, for sure. Now, I hope that does give some encouragement to anyone listening right now, either from a headquarters perspective or even from branch level, that perhaps, yeah, they might see that open door here at the Big Rab Show and thought, well, you know, he wasn't too hard on Alistair Patterson. I might go on there and have a yarn with him myself. There you go. The door is open for anyone who wants to appear on the show. Absolutely. Just reach out to us and we'd love to hear from you. Yeah. Our email address has never changed. BigRabShow@gmail.com. That address again, BigRabShow@gmail.com. HQ.com. Yeah, we'd love to chat with you and hear what your branch is doing, or even hear what HQ is doing. Yeah, there you are. So, openness, transparency, and a very interesting topic of the week this week, I'm sure you'll agree. If you do have any questions or queries at all, again, that email address, bigrabshow@gmail.com, send your comments into us, and we'd absolutely love to hear from you. Also, don't forget to send in your weekly drone as well. You can go to our website, thebigrabshow.com. There's a big button at the top of the site there saying weekly drone. You can let us know your own stories, thoughts and feelings and all. And, yeah, we can present them in a weekly drone. Okay. Right, folks, that's it for another Big Rab Show pod. It's been a busy one this week, but a very, very interesting conversation there. Shout out to our Patreon faithful, by the way, who would have got early access to that. And, yeah, also early access to the video, when the video from that conversation will also be hitting our YouTube channel in the next few days. There you go. All right, folks, we are out the door, and we will see you all again on another Big Rab Show podcast next week, where... yeah, it's going to be quite a special episode next week, of course. With the Kids with Cancer Charity Night this weekend, we're going to have a full specialist episode from the event itself, and we're very much looking forward to that. So we'll hopefully see you all in Cookstown, and if not, we'll see you back here on the pod next week. Until then, folks, we'll see you then. All the best. Well, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this week, and a special thank you to our sponsor, G1 Reads. Played by bands around the world, they are the champion's choice. Check out g1reads.com for all of your piping needs. Don't forget to check out thebigrabshow.com to be kept up to date with all of the latest news and views from around the piping world. And also, check us out on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can get your hands on tons of extra piping goodness and be a part of the Patreon faithful. So, until next week, folks, we'll see you right here on the Big Rab Show podcast. All the best.